All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
For all the lesbians and non-lesbians, for Kyle Fletcher, it's Wrestling Observer Live. And we're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and Saturdays, where you are right now, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Jim Valley.
Oh, that's the most exciting type of valley.
The effing king of recovery.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot, toot.
Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest collection of STD-having trailer park trash The Rock has ever seen.
You all fat, neck-bearded, mouth-breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
And a lot of our new fans listening on our new affiliate in Salt Lake City, Utah, AM 550, SLC Sports Radio in Salt Lake, and throughout the Salt Lake Valley.
Oh, that's the most exciting type of valley.
And thanks to program director Dino Costa. And by the way, if you're new, you're wondering about what's the deal with the voice. I was very sick a few years ago, and I was intubated a number of times, and it's affected my vocal cords. But look, what I lack in vocal cord range, I make up for in mediocrity. Well, after a hot show last week, SmackDown is back, just kind of spinning its wheels. No Cody, no Cena. Randy Orton just got a promo, and there was even seemingly more filler than usual. You probably already heard about the WWE talent cuts, like the Swallows returning to Capistrano, like the flowers blooming. This time of year, it's time for the annual post-WrestleMania talent cuts. I mean, how are you going to pay for Aleister Black anyway? The Bullet Club, less torturous today. And we'll talk about AEW and the cool factor. I don't know if it's A1 show, but it's definitely at least a B-. Stand by, it's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
June Ballet, Wrestling Observer Live. Overnight, it was night one of New Japan Wrestling Dontaku. Overnight in Fukuoka. And in the main event, the War Dogs, Clark Connors, David Finlay, Drilla Maloney, which I love that name, Drilla Maloney, Gabe Kidd, and Ishimori defeated the House of Torture, Evil, Ren Narita, Sonata, Sho, and Kanemaru in a dog pound steel cage match. Gabe Kidd pinned Ren Narita after a pile driver on a table covered in barbed wire to get the pin. And that means that the House of Torture is out of Bullet Club. Now, after the match, Evil wrapped a chain around the neck of David Finlay, who was handcuffed to the cage, choked him out before leaving the ring area. Afterwards, backstage, Finlay challenged Evil to a dog collar match. Now, Maloney also had words for Sonata backstage, and while Kidd cut a promo declaring the War Dogs the best version of the Bullet Club ever. I mean, wow. That covers like ground going back to like 1946, I think. In the semi-main event, Shingo Takagi put away Shota Umino with the Burning Dragon, Pumping Bomber, and the Last of the Dragon. And in a TV title match, ELP and never openweight champion Takeshita went to a 15-minute draw. Rocky Romero was in Takeshita's corner as the new member of the Don Callis family. ELP and Takeshita will meet next week for Takeshita's never open weight title, so we'll see how that goes. TNA had a TV taping Friday night. Leon Slater defeated Royce Isaacs. Royce Isaacs is a very, very talented guy. Frankie Kazarian came out to cut a promo saying Joe Hendry can't beat him. Trick Williams came out and said Hendry's name, leading to surprise, Hendry appearing along with Elias. Santino Morella comes out, and it looks as though a tag team match is scheduled for Under Siege. But then Robert Stone came out and overruled Morella. This is going to be a trend for the rest of the taping. Spoiler. Tessa Blanchard and Victoria Crawford versus the TNA Knockout Champions, Masha Slamovic and Nikita Lyons. That ended in disqualification after Slamovic hit Blanchard with a chair. Morella attempted to restart the match, but again, overruled by Robert Stone. Mustafa Ali and his entourage cut an in-ring promo, calling the Rascals and their fans degenerates. This brings out Trey Miguel and Zachary Wentz, and we get a tag team match between them and the Great Hands, Skylar and Hotch, with Tasha Steeles in their corner. First Class, AJ Francis and KC Navarro cut a promo trashing Los Angeles. This brought out actor O'Shea Jackson, better known as Ice-T's kid. Ice Cube's kid, who called Francis a broke-ass Uncle Phil. Mike Santana came out, sending Francis and Navarro scattering from ringside. Indy Hartwell made her TNA debut. She defeated Kelsey Heather. Rosemary and Zaya Brookside ended in a DQ with Zaya Lee getting involved after the bell. Two Zayas in one match. Elijah and Joe Hendry defeated Brian Myers and Moose after the match. Actually, hang on one second. Is that right? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyways, tag team match. After the match, Kazarian ran in and attacked Hendry. Elijah then hit Kazarian with a guitar. Mustafa Ali defeated Ace Austin. Octagon Jr. and Laredo Kid defeated the Northern Armory, Judas Icarus, and Travis Williams. Eddie Edwards defeated Jake Painter in a squash. Coney Deaner was on commentary. First class, AJ Francis and KC Navarro defeated Sammy Callahan and Mike Santana. Navarro pinned Callahan. O'Shea Jackson was on commentary. I thought O'Shea just liked WWE. I guess he's there because TNA is working with WWE, so it's almost as good. He's one of those people, isn't he, that says TNA is the second biggest promotion in the country, isn't he? Anyway, an in-ring debate segment saw Santino Marella and his daughter, Ariana Grace, the former Alicia Fox, now using her name, for Victoria Crawford and Robert Stone. Tessa Blanchard then attacked Slamovic, but Slamovic ended up putting Blanchard through a table. Spitfire, Jody Threat, and Danny Luna defeated Maserati and Vipress. Spitfire then attacked by Ash and Heather by Elegance after the bout. And Jeff Hardy defeated Nick Nemeth. Ryan Nemeth attacked Hardy after the match, but Leon Slater made the save, so. Lots of things happening as you build up for the pay-per-view. Resurgence or something like that with TNA. I mean, I'm glad they're doing well. I mean, it's good to see all promotions relatively healthy for, you know, their level of investment and things like that. SmackDown last night. 3 hours of 3 hours. There was just, like I said, there was no Cena, no Cody. Randy Orton was there and just a lot of stuff. Damian Priest got into a scuffle with Jacob Fatu and Solo backstage. LA Knight walked right by them on his way to the ring. Got a promo saying he wants his U.S. title back. Damian Priest came out and said, he doesn't have a problem with Knight. He's mad at Drew McIntyre. But the more Priest and Knight talked, it seemed, the more problems they had with each other. As Knight blamed Priest for Knight not winning the U.S. title last week. So now, instead of it being the main event, Nick Aldis came out and said, they're going to fight right now, Priest and Knight. They went at it. It was fine. It ended in a DQ when Solo and then Jacob Fatu interfered. That led to Nick Aldis setting up a fatal four-way for the U.S. title. with Knight versus Priest versus Jacob Fatu. Solo Sikoa complains that Drew McIntyre's really the number one contender. Nick Aldis then made it a fatal four-way, added McIntyre to the match at Backlash. Fraxium made quick work of Pretty Deadly. The crowd did not care. I think a lot of it is to do with, not that they're not outstanding, but WWE crowds have been educated that tag team matches don't matter, and small guys are going to lose in WWE. So we'll see, but best of luck to Fraxium going forward. Nia Jax came out seemingly to cut a promo on Tiffany Stratton, but Tiffany came out right away to interrupt her. And it didn't take long for Naomi to come out and stake her claim at a title shot. Then Jade came out and chased Naomi into the ring, and everybody began to brawl. Nick Aldis came out and booked a tag team match for later in the show. And there's your promo that turns into the traditional main event match on Raw and or SmackDown. Aleister Black made his wrestling debut as he defeated The Miz. Maybe it's just, I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And look, this match was probably more competitive and took more time than it should have for a new comeback like Aleister Black. And I'll tell you what, though. Black showed more fire and more unique offense than he has in WWE and AEW in years. Obviously, he's motivated for the obvious reasons. Backstage, Chelsea Green is wearing all black like she's a grieving widow. Very funny. We'll talk about that and the rest of SmackDown. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now.
It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Padley, it's Wrestling Observer Live. In the chat, I want to say a special happy birthday to MadCow69. And happy birthday to you. Thanks for spending part of your birthday with us here. In the chat on the Observer YouTube channel. Also, you can find other places to watch it too. Maybe my YouTube channel. Happy birthday to MadCow69. We're talking about SmackDown last night. And Chelsea Green, who lost the U.S. Women's title to Zelina Vega, she is now walking around like she's a widow grieving at a funeral, wearing all black in a veil around her head. And, I mean, aside from Chelsea Green being very entertaining and very funny, one of the things that happens with WWE is when someone usually loses, usually two things happen. They get the title right back. Or, unless they're a main event person, they just fall down the pecking order. And they keep losing for no reason other than it's their time to start losing. But I love that they're actually doing something with someone who's lost. This is how losing has affected her. And too often with wrestling, you know, they'll do it in Japan. But in the United States, North America, it's just sort of understood that this person is now sliding down the ladder. And that's just it. That's all there is to it. There's no character development. And I love that Chelsea Green is lost. And now she's become this grieving widow. And it's just, I'd like, obviously, you can't do a grieving widow with everyone, only with someone like Chelsea, but, you know, it used to be a character would go away and get a new look, or learn a new hold, or whatever, and they would change up something to try to come back. And when someone loses in WWE, they just lose, by and large. There's exceptions, but not many. So Chelsea's a grieving widow. And backstage, Nick Aldis made a match between Zelina Vega and Piper Niven. So they have the match. And I got to say, Piper dominated a lot of it. Much more than I expected. I mean, and I think I'm a big fan of Piper Niven. Going back to when she was Viper. But in WWE, she is a setup person. And the fact that she dominated Zelina Vega so much and looked so much bigger than Vega was, I don't know, not very promising. Anyway, Vega got the pin with a roll-up, but still. Hour number three, yay, opened with a Randy Orton in-ring promo. He says he's always known what it took fans 20 years to figure out. John Cena is selfish and fake. And Orton is not going to let Cena retire with the title. Orton is the legend killer. He's bringing back the legend killer. And John Cena will be the latest legend that Orton kills. Now, after an earlier backstage confrontation, which led to a match, Rey Fénix pinned Santos Escobar with a meteora off the top rope. Then backstage after the match, Andrade ripped into Escobar with Los Garza watching. Santos walked off, told Los Garza to follow him, but Berto kind of paused and considered staying with Andrade before he followed Santos off camera. So, surprising, all the Mexicans are working together. That never happens. Never happens at WWE. Ever. Tiffany Stratton and Jade Cargill beat Nia Jax and Naomi when Jade pinned Nia after Jade pulled Nia down off the top rope into a powerbomb sunset flip. You know, it's interesting. Jade looked good, but they have changed up her offense in WWE. And almost all of Jade's moves are when the opponent does most of the work. A choke slam, things like that. So she definitely looks sharper in the ring, but it's because she's doing not much of the work, which is fine. I mean, look, you want to make money. Jade looks like money. So it's, I'm not complaining or anything, but I'm just saying, watch. Her opponents do most of the work in the ring. And Jade will pose. The crowd loves it. She does more pausing and leading the crowd more than she's ever done. So clearly, they found a winning formula for Jade Cargill. Next week, Jade versus Nia. The winner challenges Tiffany Stratton at Backlash. Also, Jacob Fatu, Solo Sikoa versus LA Knight and Damian Priest. And surprise, surprise, next week, John Cena graces us with his presence.
All you do is be hurtful. All you are is abusive. And all you've ever done is bully me into being your damn puppet and expected me to do it with a smile on my face.
It's true. I'm sorry, John. By the way, AEW Collision is on TBS tonight. But it's back to its original time of 8 p.m. So Collision from Atlantic City on TBS. Match card, here's what we know so far. There's an AEW Women's Championship title elimination match. Timeless Toni Storm takes on Lady Frost, rather. Josh Alexander versus Brody King. And then Megan Bain versus Harley Cameron. And on Instagram, Megan Bain, I should say Harley Cameron, cut this great promo on Megan Bain. Let's see if you can hear this.
Megasus, I thought, they've discovered a new dinosaur. And in many ways, they have. Megan Bain, you are monstrous, terrifying, ferocious, and I also don't believe in you. I see what you've been doing. You know, stomping around with your little raptor, just chomping on everything that comes in your path. Actually, it's been kind of fun to watch. But I draw the line when you try and stomp on Anna Jay. Anna and I went to Coachella together. And when you stand in a dusty field watching Yo Gabba Gabba with a woman, an unbreakable bond is formed. Anna, don't you worry. Your fat ass is in good hands. And Megasus, you're about to go extinct. Because there is a meteor and it is headed for the Jersey Shore and it is about to scatter your bones all over the boardwalk. Everybody in Atlantic City is about to feel the wrath.
So funny. She's so good at promos. She can be serious, and then the next second, she's funny. And she's so good at that. It's like, starts out funny, gets serious, some jokes about Coachella, and then ends on a serious note. Harley Cameron. She's a prodigy at what she does. I mean, you probably heard about all of the WWE releases. I don't know if you heard this. I think this is a newer one, but Dani Palmer announced her departure from WWE. She'd recently appeared in Evolve. Of course, Braun Strowman, given his release, also announced Dakota Kai, Shayna Baszler, Caden Carter, Katana Chance, Cora Jade, Gigi Dolin, Riley Osborne, Eddie Thorpe, Chikara Jackson, all three members of Gallus, Ora Mensa, and Javier Bernal. You know, I really feel like it's sad to me that Eddie Thorpe, you know, to have a Native American superstar in wrestling, there really aren't very many of them. And I really feel like, you know, with so many Native American casinos, places, you know, with their event centers and things hosting wrestling, I really feel like having a Native American star would be good for representation and for business, whatever a modern day Native American wrestler looks like. Or, you know, a First Nation, they can be from Canada as well. Another thing, Casey Catanzaro, Katana Chance, I really feel like they blew it with her. She's so athletic, and she's small, and she's cute. I really feel like she could have been a really fun, like, kids character. Instead of giving her the name Katana Chance and just be just this generic character. Although I know there were some injuries there. You know, in response to WWE cuts, Jonathan Coachman wrote on social media that TKO, in his words, has been, quote, systematically cutting WWE personnel for the last year, and it's been brutal, but not talked about much. And he believes that TKO wants the company to be a West Coast company. And from what he's seen, when it comes down to a UFC or WWE person in the same job, it's been the UFC employee that gets the nod. As opposed to that, he goes, WWE, as we know it, and the family workplace for many, is long gone. Hey, somebody tweeted or posted to me on Blue Sky, the Valley of Blue Sky, by the way. AEW, is it uncool? We'll talk about that next, and a lot more. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, and it is Wrestling Observer Live. Somebody on Blue Sky, you can find me, Jim Valley, at bluesky.social, you know, the whole thing there, was asking me about, Meltzer has been talking for a while about AEW being uncool. What did they say? Hang on, let's see if I can find it here real quick. And just, you know, here's what I would say initially about there. Like, oh, Dave doesn't know what's cool, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it's Dave saying he thinks wrestling is uncool. I think it's Dave getting opinions from other people about whether or not AEW is cool or not. I don't know that Dave is just, you know, kind of taking the temperature, and that's his perspective. But I don't think Dave cares or even thinks about his opinion, whether AEW is cool or not cool. But my opinion is that, you know, there are so many podcasts. And, you know, there's Cornette, and there's O'Shea Jackson, and there's all these people. There's JD from New York guy, and you know all the people I'm talking about. And look, I don't listen to any of them. I don't listen to a lot of stuff. I pretty much just listen to The Observer, just to keep up on The Observer. And no offense to anybody else, I want my own voice. I don't want to be influenced by anybody else. I want to say what I know I feel and just go from there. I don't want to, you know, absorb anything else. But, you know, WWE, essentially, even though TNA has been around, TNA has not been a factor for years and years and years. And so essentially, you know, AEW has been around for the last 5 years, and WCW has been gone for the past 24 years. And essentially for that whole time, WWE has had most of the wrestling space to itself. It might as well have been the only thing that's out there. And that means people have grown up with it. It's like Disney. People grow up with Disney and any other kids' movies or any other style of animation. They're different. That's wrong, because Disney knows how to do things right. Same idea. Now, other styles of movies have come along, like the Mario movie. I can't think of the other cartoons, but oh, the Minions, that's what I was thinking of. You know, and they have kind of broken the mold on what's right and what's wrong. And AEW has, I think, weathered a storm of, you know, there's always going to be fans that grew up with WWE, and that's their childhood. Same thing the way, you know, I am Gen X. I love the original Star Wars. I was talking to some Gen Z friends of mine, and they love the last three Star Wars movies. You talk to millennials who are 30 to 40. They grew up with the prequels. Those are their favorites. And as the millennials have gotten older, to kind of become it. For right now, you know, I'm old now, so my opinion doesn't matter. The people who are right behind me, they're marketable. their opinion matters. So for right now, those prequels are having their renaissance. And that's kind of what it is with WWE. Is they are doing everything right. Plus you have Jim Cornette telling fans they do everything right. Obviously Cornette knows what he's talking about. But you also have grifters. Lots and lots of grifters who are just doing it because it gets clicks. Because it's successful. And they don't necessarily mean it or not. But I think what has happened now is everything comes in a wave. And I think people are now recognizing that there are real opinions and there are people grifting to get a reaction. And I think the grifters are losing some of their influence. And now you have AEW, which has put together a whole string of great television shows. I mean, the pay-per-views are invariably all good. But Dynamites have been good. And also Collisions have been very good. It also helps that Hangman Adam Page is on a roll. Swerve is on a roll. Kenny Omega is back. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening that are very good right now in AEW. So I think when Dave says it's uncool, he's looking at a lot of those grifters and podcasts were having a negative effect on the public opinion. You know, it's just like a lot of people don't actually study issues. They'll watch the news or a podcast and take their opinion from that. Those type of things. So without actually watching AEW, they get this opinion of AEW. And I don't know about you, but even friends of mine who tell me about AEW, AEW needs to do this, AEW needs to do that, I can tell almost immediately whether they watch or not. Almost immediately. Particularly, they don't know that AEW's been on a roll lately. And I think the fact that it's been on a roll has helped. And I think the fact that kind of the wave has hit on the grifters, I think AEW, it may or may not be cool necessarily, but I think that things are a lot better. Things are a lot better with AEW. And I just think that these people, they're having less and less influence. That's what I think. Yes, I'm talking about Marvel. Marvel used to be huge. And now it's kind of like people have seen it. So someone goes, grifters are uncool. I definitely agree with that one. Definitely agree with that one. Someone wanted to get my thoughts on Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan there. Real American freestyle wrestling. Just rolls off your tongue, doesn't it? I don't know about you, but when I think amateur wrestling, I think Hulk Hogan. When I think technical wrestling, I think Hulk Hogan. Talk about timing. You know, with the tariffs hitting, gas prices not going down, and the current administration, despite what he says, not living up to all of his promises, you know, he's always going to have his followers, his 30% or whatever that solid base is that will never go anywhere. But as far as people who will look at evidence and change their mind, I think we're seeing a lot of people seeing frustration build. And according to Hulk Hogan, he was watching that amateur match, and the president came over and hugged the winner, and he thought, oh, that's it. Well, I don't know that that's going to be the best idea. Because, I mean, look, I think part of it also has to do with when President Trump walks into a UFC event, everybody goes crazy. You know, those are part of his 30%. And look, that's fine, whatever you want to, whatever you believe. But anyway, it feels like, other than, I mean, if you can get that 30% hooked into this product, then yeah, you're in business. But if the tide starts turning, you know, in a year, and if by chance, you know, Republicans lose the midterms, things are going to start going badly for the administration. I'm not sure you want to, you know, hang your hat on any administration. You know, Joe Biden won in 2020, and people seemed grateful. And then at the end, things went bad. You know, things, people lost faith. So it's like, I don't know that you want to tie your product into any administration. But also, with UFC, yeah, there are crowds that are smart to grappling. But by and large, people like the exchanges. They like the ground and pound. They like the standing and exchanging blows. They like all of that. As far as amateur wrestling goes, you're taking what is considered the most boring part of UFC and marketing. And I mean, don't get me wrong, amateur wrestlers are tremendous athletes. Tremendous athletes. But, you know, there's a reason in college or in high school, wrestling matches are not very crowded unless you're, you know, you live in Iowa or an amateur wrestling stronghold. It's just not that exciting to watch unless you're educated on what you're watching. And that just takes time. And I just don't see it working. It's never worked. I just don't see it working. And as far as the presentation, is it going to be in a cage? Is it going to be just on mats? If it's just on mats, that's a very boring presentation. I don't know. If they're just trying to make money, they found a money mark, they're going to get paid. And that's what it is. Well, then good for them. But I just don't see this working. You know, other forms, the teams, UFC, different, you know, formatics of mixed martial arts have not worked. UFC's the brand name, and anything else isn't. And it's a stupid name. Real American Freestyle Wrestling. It needs to have a punchy, catchy name. Three letters, probably. UFC, boom. You know, RAFW. That's a terrible name. But I know that he's trying to tie it into his beer to probably sell his beer as well. But Hulk Hogan is associated with phony wrestling. And here's another thing. My experience is amateur wrestlers, by and large, hate pro wrestling. And they hate that phony wrestling. So now I think it's destined to fail. But if they're looking for a payoff, well, that's kind of what Hulk and Eric Bischoff are all about. All right, stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Before we wrap up, seeing the YouTube, I'm wearing my world-class championship wrestling t-shirt, which my good friend Bradley Craig from the Scottish Wrestling Hall of Fame gave me. But I wanted to mention, if you have Max, the television show they do each week called Hollywood Dreams, just did an episode on the Von Erichs. I guess it's also on Investigation Discovery, as well as TNT, but I saw it on Max. Also, if you have a Hulu, you can watch it. I highly, highly recommend it. I've been forgetting to talk about it the past couple of weeks, but it is by far the most honest version of the Von Erich lore I've ever seen. They're very honest about the drugs, very honest about the probable cause of David's death. Even Dr. Drew Pinsky speculates that they cleaned the room of drugs after David Von Erich died in Japan, which we all know Bruiser Brody did indeed do that. So, again, it's very honest about everything. So I would highly, highly, highly recommend you watch it. It's very, very, very good. So it's the Von Erichs. It's called Hollywood Demons, and they've got a bunch of different shows on various scandals in Hollywood, but they did one on the Von Erichs that is very, very good. So I encourage you to watch it. Don't forget, Collision tonight is on TBS at 8 o'clock. Basketball and things like that is bumping it. So it's not on TNT. It is on TBS. So be sure to check that out. It's AW for as uncool as it is. has been on a roll this week. Hopefully they'll do that elbow drop spot. The oldest spot in the world. So many people saw it for the first time this week. Oh, kids. All right, I'll talk to you next week. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.